Amen. Well, welcome to 2018. We made it. So, my first question, is there anybody here wearing a Christmas gift? Right here, are you? What do you got, Muriel? Good job, Lloyd. Is that from you? Maybe. You're not going out on a limb. Okay. Anybody else wearing a Christmas gift? Way in the back. What do you got, Nancy? Some pearl earrings. Way to go. Somebody on this side wearing a Christmas gift. Are you, Barbara? Yeah? A new watch. Way to go. Greg, way to go. Awesome. I'm trusting. You can tell me the details later. I said that because I wanted to tell you that I'm wearing a Christmas gift. Are you ready to see this? Pittsburgh Steelers socks right there. That's what it's all about. Not just that. I got a Pittsburgh Steeler hat, Pittsburgh Steeler gloves, Pittsburgh Steeler scarf. I have two scarves, two sets of gloves, two hats. So no more Pittsburgh Steelers gifts, okay? I know that's love right there. That's just a beautiful thing. Hey, today we have a vision sermon. We are talking about things in the future. And to follow along and make this work, you need two tools. You need your handout. This is in your bulletin. So grab your handout, raise it high so I know you've got it. Put your handout with your handout. There you go. Okay, there you go. You also need a pen or pencil. There's a pen in the seat back in front of you if you need one. So you need a handout and you need a pen. Got those? All right. Hey, to start off, what do we mean by vision? Bill Hybels is the pastor at Willow Creek Community Church in Chicago. He says, vision is simply about moving from here to there. We always start at some kind of a here. We wake up in the morning, there's some kind of reality. We want to be open-eyed, and it's about moving from there, from here towards there. So we don't put our heads in the sand, we don't lie, we don't exaggerate, and so the great thing about here is none of us have to stay here. We can always move in our lives towards some kind of a there. With vision, because of faith, our lives can change. Vision always starts at a here, an as is. It always moves towards a to be, a preferred future. This is true for you. It's true for me. It's true for Sunrise as a church. Sunrise's here looks something like this. We're a 43-year-old church that has planted six churches. We have a beautiful campus. We have no debt. We have a great reputation in our community. We have a bunch of new staff. We have a faithful, loving, and generous congregation. That's all our here. But that's not meant to be where we stay forever. All of that is to help us go there, to move somewhere that would honor God in this coming year. So listen, church. I believe that God has a high and holy calling on Sunrise Community Church to do more than we are currently doing. I don't believe for one moment that God wants us to just continue to merely do what we have always done. As I look across our congregation, God has so gifted us. And I don't believe that our gifts, the gifts that God has given to us, are meant just for us. I believe that our gifts are meant to be given away. All the good things that you and I enjoy about our church, our sense of history, our here, is meant to be used of God to take us there. It's going to take a little bit of discerning yet to figure out exactly all the details about that there. But I am absolutely convinced on this first Sunday of 2018 that God wants us to begin to prepare for the vision that He has for Sunrise in 2018. And I have good news about that, because God has gone before us. He's really prepared the way. In fact, God has given us this absolutely essential requirement in moving from here to there, this thing called faith. Faith itself is a gift. Faith is what God is going to be calling us to exercise in 2018. We have a historic faith. It's based on Jesus Christ. It's based on His Word. It's even based on the amazing things that God has done in the history of Sunrise. Many things that many of you would remember and were eyewitnesses to. But faith, if it's constrained here, becomes mere nostalgia. Could become a dusty museum. Now, Sunrise has had some great days, to be sure. But I do not believe for a minute that our best days are here. I believe that our best days are there, where God is yet leading us. So here we use the gift of faith, and we aim there. Now, all that I'm talking about works for our church, but also works for you and for me as individuals. God may have called you to something. Is there something stirring in your gut that you would just love to do for the cause of Christ before you die? Is there anything that kind of makes your palms a little sweaty and kind of makes you a little uneasy just to think about it because it involves some risk? Is there anything that you think God might call you to, but you might struggle with fear or with worry or with timidity? My friend, those are barriers that can be overcome. And today I am going to ask you to take specific steps to prepare your life in 2018 that you could be, that we could be, the kind of people and the kind of church that God is calling us to be. But first, let's take a look at one man who knew all about this. His name is Joshua, and man, did he have a challenge. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. You know, Moses is the principal figure in the Old Testament. He's a prophet. He's a lawgiver. He's an author. He led the Hebrews out of Egypt. He made them into a nation. He brought them to the foot of the promised land. Literally, Moses knew a whole lot about moving from here to there. In the Old Testament, Moses is the man. But as our passage starts, Moses is dead. Oh man. The Bible says, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide. Though Moses had died, God's vision for God's people was totally alive. And perhaps unbeknownst to many, God had been preparing Joshua. So he said, you and all these people. Now, we know that Moses was used of God to rescue a previous generation of Israelites from slavery in Egypt. They saw miracles in the desert, and they got right to the brink of their there, if you will, the promised land. They even sent some spies in, but you know the story. They were overcome by fear, and then they were led to wander in the wilderness for 40 years, and basically that entire generation, save Caleb and Joshua, died out. God raised up a new generation. And to them, he says, get ready. How Israel had longed to hear those words, get ready. To cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. The Israelites were at their here. They were on one side of the Jordan. They were looking across to the other side to a there that they had been anticipating for generations and generations and generations. And they saw barriers. They looked to cities and they saw enemies they would have to fight. But God had promised to take them there. God said to Joshua, I will give you every place where you set your foot. My friend, there is a spiritual principle here for you and for me. I like to say it just this simple way. God will give it, but you got to walk it. Do you know what I mean? God will give it, but you got to walk it. Well, God will give you a job, but you got to work it. God might give you a car, but you've got to maintain it. God might give you an opportunity to go to school, but you got to study for it. God might give you a spouse, but you got to love him or love her. God can give it, but you got to walk it. Could we say that out? I think it's on the next slide, friends. God will give it, but you got to walk it. Could we say that aloud? Are you ready? God will give it, but you got to walk it. We've got a rule in our house. No saying no for other people. Here's what this means. We are all so prone to be self-defeating, to let our fears keep us in a here and never really engage faith and go there. So, this conversation may or may not have happened in the confines of our home. Boy, I'd love to take the advanced placement test and get some credits for college, but I know I could never pass that test. That is saying no for other people. That is grading your test a failure before you have even studied for it or taken it. Don't say no for other people. Study. Take the test. Who knows? Give other people the chance to say. Make other people say no to you. Put yourself out there. Take the step. Take a risk. The no just means you're staying at your here. You don't lose that much. God will give it, but you got to walk it. God had promised the land to Abraham as early in the scriptures as Genesis 15. There's no doubt at all that this was God's will for Joshua, was God's will for Israel, and it had been so for a very long time. Joshua was not out of God's will. Joshua was in the center of God's will. And yet, there were tremendous obstacles. The Canaanites were vigorous. The cities were fortified. The warriors he would face were proven. The land was mountainous. And the maneuvers were difficult. Have you ever felt that the gap between your here and your there was just too great? Boy, have I. How could God use me to plant a church? How will I make it through this school program? How in the world will our family pay for college? We all have gaps in our lives. Here is the good news oozing from this passage. Here is the good news that so encourages me for your life and for the life of Sunrise. God is in our gap. Can I get an amen? When you step out from here towards there, you know who you're going to find in your gap? God Himself is in our gap. Between here and there, God literally shows up. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life, God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses. And that was some good stuff right there with Moses. Just like that. As I was with Moses. As I've been with you, Sunrise, in the past, in your challenges of faith, in your church planting, in your different ministry initiatives, as I have been with you, Sunrise, in the past, and that's some good stuff, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Amen? You know, being human, Joshua felt so weak. He felt so afraid. He may have thought, hey, Moses, even Moses didn't get us into the promised land. How is it that I, someone like me, could even do this? And then God gave Joshua a reason to trust him. He would be with him. I believe that God has chosen you to do things that will matter for eternity. And you will do them because God is with you. I believe God has chosen Sunrise to do things that will matter for eternity because God is with us, we'll be able to do them. It's going to require faith. It's going to require sacrifice. It's going to require unity. It's going to require a risk in leaving here and moving towards there. God commands Joshua, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. You know, three times in this chapter, God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. You know why? Because Joshua wasn't. Welcome to the club, right? You may not feel strong and courageous either. Joshua needed this passage. You and I need this passage. Courage is faith beating fear. It is irreplaceable. And that may be what you need most. That may be why you're in church this morning, to take courage to know that in your gap, God will show up. But courage doesn't work alone. Courage is a partner. And that partner is God's Word. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Who wants to be prosperous and successful? How many people speak English here? Okay, I think that's probably all of us. That behind the Hebrew, behind that word successful, has to do with being wise and prosperous. Isn't that something everyone would want? So if you have the courage to start and the humility to stay connected to God, you will make it there. Quick application. So talk about the scriptures with your family. When do you do that? That's one of the things I think our family may have been weak on. We've got a couple of memory verses that we've embraced as a family in 2018. So we all got the YouVersion on our smartphones. We all agreed these are our verses. We're going to go after them. It's kind of our theme verses for the year, just to walk through the year with these verses in our mind, memorizing them together as a family, thinking about the scriptures. When and where do you get quiet and alone and think about the scriptures? What chair? What room? What hiking path? What area of your garden or your backyard or your morning jog or whatever, when do you do that? Doing the scriptures. Is your life a reflection of the scriptures? Vital to be prosperous and successful. Well, after all this talking to, Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land there. Words that Israel had been waiting to hear for decades, they finally heard. I love the Bible. Don't you love the Bible? The Lord spoke. Joshua heard. Joshua spoke with his leaders. His leaders heard. Joshua's leaders spoke with the people of Israel. And they acted. And the people of Israel entered the promised land. They arrived at their there. Friends, that's a pattern that can prevail at sunrise. God has a high and holy calling on the people of Sunrise Community Church to do more than we are currently doing. And my friends, this is so invigorating and challenging and exciting to me. My job is to help you make decisions that will get you in a place that we can fulfill God's calling on our lives together. What spiritual growth steps would you take in 2018 if you absolutely knew that no matter what, God would be with you? Wouldn't it be cool if we could figure out specific steps that God tends to use to help people grow up in their faith? As we look out over 2018, your calendar, and you think about, hey, what are the things I could do this year to have an awesome year spiritually? What if we could cut right through and actually make a list and identify them and then spend a few moments as a body kind of going over them and encourage one another to sort of front load this thing. And ahead of time, decide, I'm going to make some really key spiritual decisions right at the beginning of the year to honor God with my life, to fulfill God's calling on my life. Friends, I believe we can do exactly that this morning. So make sure you have your handout. I want you to turn to the back side right now and make sure you have your pen in your hand. This is what I'm asking you to do today before you stand up. I'm asking you to identify three steps that you will take this year. Lots of options. I'm asking you to pick three. And as we go, to circle them and say, that's what I think God is calling me to do. Many of these options come from a book called Move. It's a study of 1,000 churches. Can you believe 250,000 Christians were asked, what has helped you grow? Churches are often really good at input, like, hey, take this Bible study, do this, do that, the other. We're always not always so good at output, like, hey, what really worked? What really mattered? What really made a difference for you? That's the question they were asking, and these are the answers. This is like a cheat sheet to spiritual growth. How about that? Being a Christian means becoming a certain kind of person. It starts right here. You can see our vision parameters here: become, belong, and bless. Hey, you may be visiting today, and you might need to see, you know what? You need to come to the place to believe there is a personal God. And He wants to be intimately and personally involved in your life. Maybe that's where you are today. You might need to circle that and make that decision today. You might need to understand that salvation is just by grace. There is nothing you have done that could make God love you less, and there's nothing you can do in this year that could make God love you more. It's all grace. It's all a gift. You might need to determine right now that Jesus Christ is first. That at any crisis, at any question, at any decision in 2018, you're deciding right now, Jesus Christ will win. He is first in my life. You might need to understand that no matter what the world might say, or what your boyfriend or girlfriend or your boss or your mother-in-law or whatever it is might say, your identity is in Jesus Christ. You are worth to God His Son. Your value, your identity is secure. Maybe you need to make this decision, that your authority for 2018 is the Bible. That we have a written revelation from God. And that that is your authority for whatever you're going to think about any social issue or any personal issue. Maybe you need to get the Bible app on your smartphone so you can have access to the Scriptures virtually anywhere you are. You can read it, you can share it, you can post it, you can memorize it, you can just share it around your social media world. And so, maybe you need to get going on that. Maybe you need to take your Bible reading habit from, you know, I know, I agree with all this, Derek, but I'm kind of like an every once in a while. Maybe you need to say, I'm going to be a daily Bible reader. In fact, I'm going to read the Bible through this year. So many things that we do daily. We shower daily. We brush our teeth daily. We eat daily. What about something for our heart every day? 15 minutes of your day every day will so bless your life. My friend, I'm on that pattern. If there's one habit I would wish for everyone at Sunrise, it would be to engage personally with the Scriptures every single day. I cannot teach you enough Bible in this format. 35 minutes versus 7 days of living just doesn't match up. You must feed yourself spiritually. There's no shortage of great Christian books in our world, and I read a lot of them, but there is the book for us, which is the Bible. Be a Bible person. You know, the next one for some of us is to start to journal. What if you were to say, this is the year that I'm going to get a better handle on what's going on inside of me? This is the year that I'm going to inventory my thoughts and my feelings. This is the year that I'm going to take a look. Before I look at everything out there, I'm going to look in here. You know, our world provides so many aids to thinking about our physical life, and we have gyms and so, our financial life, and you can see a financial advisor, our medical life, there's hospitals, and so. Did you know, all those are important, but you have an inner life. You have this thing that the Bible calls your soul. And your soul is actually the most important part of you. Your soul influences every one of those other aspects of your life. And yet your soul is sometimes the hardest thing to actually see, observe, or come to terms with. Journaling about your own thoughts and feelings is a great way to try to come to terms with what's inside you and with what's driving you. I do this all the time. I wouldn't make it without journaling. Is this the year you need to get a little more clear with God and a little more clear with yourself about what's happening inside of you? Start to journal. Maybe you need to seek solitude. Maybe you're a spiritual leader here. You're a parent, you're a grandparent. Maybe you lead a life group or a class. Maybe you're leading a ministry. Maybe you lead groups of people at your work. Hey, let's just be honest. In 2018, before burnout happens, before you get stressed out and all stretched out of whack, what if you were to put on your calendar, those are 2 days I'm taking a spiritual retreat. Those are 2 days I'm just signing up to be out of here. No cell phone, no text, no email, no computer. Maybe not even anybody else. Just solitude with God. Our lives are so saturated with activity and responsibility, information and communication and relationships. My guess is if you do this, for the first 12 to 24 hours, you'll hate it. And at the end, you may not want to come back. Solitude develops our soul, my friend. Maybe you need to put something like that in your life now because you're going to need it down the road. Maybe you need to trust God with your finances. Maybe you need to say, I want to become the kind of person who has integrity. As I worship God with my mouth on Sunday, I want to worship God with my money every single day. I want there to be a symmetry between my lifestyle on Sunday and my lifestyle the rest of the week. I want what matters most to me financially to also matter most in my worship life, my Christian life. Maybe you need to start giving and you just haven't done that. Maybe you need to sign up for online giving like Elise and I do. Maybe you need to trust God that He will meet you in the gap between where you're at and where God is calling you to be financially. Maybe you need to go to Hume Lake. Maybe you're a young person and maybe you just say, I've never been, I've heard about Hume. Maybe you just need to sign up. Maybe you need to prepare now to send your children or grandchildren to Hume Lake Christian Camp. It's the last week of June. We're so blessed to have this great relationship with Hume. And you might say, Derek, do you know how expensive it is? I do. I have 3 kids. It's super expensive. And it's worth it. I wouldn't tell you that if it wasn't true. We're sending our 3rd child. What we're realizing now will be actually his last experience at Hume as a high schooler. We've never missed. We don't plan to miss. It takes a lot, but it gives a lot. It's worth it. Plan now. Well, we've gone through a bit of our list. Maybe you got to circle some and take a moment if you haven't already. Sorry. And circle something up there. What kind of person are you going to be? The other thing we need to think about here is about belonging to one another at a deeper level. I was sharing this with a friend on staff, and she said, boy, this is so important. Community is essential. It's absolutely vital to a deeper level of Christian faith. Maybe you need to say, truth is, I kind of missed a lot of church recently. I got my eye on some different things, and some of the things that matter most began to slide. And maybe you just need to make a commitment. I am going to show up. I'm going to be here. I'm going to connect with God and connect with people at Sunrise. Maybe you need to join a group or a class. This isn't the only environment or even necessarily the best environment for spiritual growth. I love the line that circles beat rows, if you know what I mean. We sit in rows here. When we sit in a circle, a small circle, often our growth increases. Maybe you need to go to that same old life group or that same old class, but you need to be vulnerable. Maybe you need to take a risk. Maybe you need to say that 10% more that you've never said. Maybe you always talk about yourself this way, but you know in your heart of hearts, in your mind, there's sort of a but, there's an exception, there's a struggle, and you need to talk about that last bit. Put yourself out there. Risk precedes growth. Maybe you need to develop one new spiritual friendship. Maybe you need to mentor one person. Say, I can't do everything, but I can commit to one person and shaping their life, influencing them. Maybe you need to invite someone to go with you guys to the men's retreat. It's April 20 to 22. Now, I know a lot of us have gone to a retreat. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about intentionally inviting someone to go with you. Three generations of Zans at the men's retreat. My dad, myself, and my son. Because the men's retreat can be a context to talk about the topics that we need to talk about as guys. Maybe you need to invite your son, or maybe you need to invite your daughter's boyfriend. Wouldn't that be fun, right? Or some kind of relationship that isn't totally natural for you to say, hey, let's go to this context for what we can take in, but for the context it will be to shape our relationship together. Ladies, maybe you need to do the same thing. Maybe you need to invite your son's girlfriend, right? Or your mom, or your daughter, or somebody to go with you. Put down those dates. September 14 to 16. Maybe you need to decide to serve our children and students. You know, some of the most dynamic and creative, fun-loving people in our church are serving our children and serving our students. They have a great time. You will be blessed if you join them. Well, we become a certain kind of person, and we belong one to another, but we do that not just for ourselves. We do that so we can bless others who we may not even know. Bless others who are not even here yet. For many of us, serving will be the most catalytic thing that you can do for your spiritual life, for your life. Please hear the way I am saying this. I am not saying I need you to serve somewhere at sunrise. That's not the message. What I'm saying is, you need to serve somewhere at sunrise for your sake. Serving in the company of other Christians may be the most dynamic thing you do this year. One of the very simplest ways to do that is to sign up to serve at Sanctuary at Sunrise. It's coming up in February. Maybe you can donate food, or you can cook, or you can serve food, or maybe you can provide a bit of friendship and dignity to people who are having a rough day, and who have had a rough day, day after day after day, for a long time. Friends, in my mind, this is a no-brainer. For us that have cars and homes and places to shower, to recognize there are people in our community who don't. And for 1 week, that together we can help them and be the body of Christ in their midst. If you want more information, connect with Ward Davis or Debbie DeSillis. They can answer questions. Check in with your life group or family or class and sign up together. You can start signing up next Sunday. Hey, maybe you've adopted a staff person at Trajan Elementary School. Way to go. I got to be in their kitchen making pancakes with Greg Twing, our elder board chairman, just before Christmas, their Christmas breakfast. It was so much fun. Got to know some of the staff. Maybe you have a heart for education or our community. Maybe you could say to Pastor Kim, hey, how can I help at Trajan? You know, most of our relationships are outside the church. Maybe you need to decide, hey, I'm going public with my faith. I'm not sure that every one of my neighbors or everybody I work with or all my friends, I'm not sure they know that I'm a Christian. I want to be one of the people who leaves no doubt. In fact, I'm setting a spiritual goal. I want to have 6 spiritually oriented conversations with a non-Christian person this year. I'm trusting God that this month or next, I'm going to be able to have a spiritually directed conversation with someone who's currently not a Christ follower. You know what? It'll be awesome for you. It'll be awesome for your faith. And it may be life-changing for them. And what if this is the year you would go on a short-term mission trip to Jamaica or to Asia? Maybe go with Samaritan's Purse. Hey, what about taking your whole family to Mexicali? Have you ever experienced serving in the cause of Christ with your children? What if you were to say to a child or grandchild, hey, we've been working at all this stuff in our home, you know, like do the dishes and say please and thank you and all that stuff, and the whole thing I'm working on, we're taking that on the road. This is just like home field. We've got an away game. We're taking our faith to Mexicali. We're going to serve another church, other families. We're going to see how we do in the presence of other people from Sunrise. That could be so interesting, right? My friends, it's a blast. Finally, I believe God is calling everyone at Sunrise and people in assorted other churches in our community to come together to serve the people of Fair Oaks and Orangevale in a big day of service. Saturday, May 5th. I believe God is going to bring together hundreds of Christians at dozens of work sites all around our community. It might be at a park, it might be at a school. You know, we've been in this community as a church for 43 years. And you might say, well, you know, I actually live in this other community or this, and I drive in. And so I get that and I respect that. And it's worth serving wherever we live. But this is where we worship. This is where people know that Christians gather. Jesus said, love your neighbor. We got neighbors. This is our chance to love them. So if you're a part of Sunrise Community, if this is your home church, I'm calling on you to dedicate that day, to save the date, to clear your calendar, to join me in saying, I'm using the hours of that day to serve people in Fair Oaks and Orangevale. You might end up at a school, you might end up at a park, you might end up painting something or cleaning something. You might end up working with people from Sunrise or maybe people from another church. What I do know is God is going to bless that effort. If you can't make it physically, maybe you can pray for us, or maybe you could donate for materials that we could use there. You can check it out online. This website just went live a few days ago, bigdayofservice.com. I hope you'll check that out. If you're on Facebook, I hope you'll look for that and then follow and share so other people can catch the word of what we're doing. Well, that's it. That's my list. It's time for you to respond. Would you take your pen? I want to be sure you circle. Well, everybody circle big day of service. Let's all get that. That's a gimme. That's all of us right there. Get that one in. That's obvious, okay? Everybody can do that one. And then I want you to circle three more that would be specific to your life. You got it? Maybe you've got something I haven't even mentioned. You can jot that in. And I want you to make your circles and keep this. This is for you. This is your spiritual kickstart to 2018. In just a moment, you know what we're going to do? This is going to be so fun. We're going to turn to a friend and share your list in a moment. So get ready. Before we do that, I just want you to hear this. My wife and I, with our family, we got to live in Mexico. And one of the things we did was host short-term mission teams. Our setting was pretty humble. Mexican desert, lots of poverty, very simple. A team came from an affluent area in the United States. There was a woman there. I could tell she probably had not been in an environment like ours many days in her life. And I thought, oh my, this is going to be such a hardship for her. End of the year, we were on her mailing list and got her Christmas letter sent to her family and friends. She said, a week in Guaymas, Mexico was the most significant thing I did with my life that whole year. What will it be for you? What will you be writing a Christmas letter about 11 months from now? This is your opportunity to make some spiritual decisions. to move in your life from here to there. Are you ready to share your list with a friend? I'll give you 1 minute, and then I'm going to pray. Ready? Go. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for meeting us exactly where we are, but for loving us so much that you won't leave us there. Thanks for continuing to call us forward. Lord, I pray for my friends. I pray that these three things that each person has picked, that they would become a reality, Lord, that you'd bring increased spiritual growth in our lives. Lord, we pray ahead to Saturday, May 5th, to the big day of service. Lord, we want to give our all for our community that day, that as people see us, they would know there is a God in heaven who loves them, who's loved us, who's changed our lives and can change their lives as well. And God, I pray that you would help us fulfill the high and holy calling you have on Sunrise Community Church. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Amen. Hey, today we take a benevolent offering at the door to pay for materials on our big day of service on Saturday, May 5th. If you like prayer, my friends and I would love to connect with you and pray for you right here. Next Sunday, we start a brand new sermon series. It's an all-church sermon series, and it's called Consumed. We're going to take a look at whether we are consumed by materialism, by debt, by things of this world, and how we can be freed of those things and consumed by things of God, things that matter most, things that matter for eternity. Feel free to continue to share about your list. God loves you, and I love you. He's got a calling on us, friends. Let's come together, trust Him, and fulfill our calling. Amen.